If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Do you remember all those years the federal government recommended, American Medical Association, which might as well be the federal government, recommended, your doctor told you, hey, you know what, if you're older, you should take an aspirin.
Yeah.
Just like take a baby aspirin every day. It's, you know, it's great.
Right, yeah.
It'll help you out. It's, you know, good for thinning your blood, doing all this stuff. Take an aspirin, said the government. Yeah, you know what's weird? A lot of these things the government says are the absolute worst thing you can do. And if they just made one or two of those mistakes, you'd be like, well, you know. But they make them all the time. New study. Why taking aspirin if you're over 65 is not safe. Don't do it. In a study, it's the largest ever study of people over 65. Regular use of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in aspirin, was linked to heart failure, kidney problems, ulcers, and other issues. Weird, right?
Yeah, go figure.
I mean, that was the thing. And for years, my dad did that, too.
Yeah. A lot of folks have.
Well, his doctor told him why, because that was the recommendation, both from the federal government and the medical association. CDC recommended it. Yet another homicidal recommendation from our government to kill off a group that votes in large numbers for Republicans. I'm not saying it's connected.
Okay.
Okay, I can't prove it.
But.
But the study's authors analyzed data from the clinical practice data link, it's UK medical database. Looked at subjects who took acetaminophen between 1998 and 2018, which is about the period that the government was big into it. The researchers evaluated health records for 180,000 people who were, you know, prescribed acetaminophen. In other words, you didn't get a prescription for it, but your doctor said take it, basically, which the authors described as two prescriptions or more within a six-month period. Health outcomes, when compared to 400,000 people who did not do it, showed that prolonged use of acetaminophen was associated with higher risk of developing heart failure, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, peptic ulcers, or a type of ulcer that affects the lining of the upper part of the small intestine. But Lee, that sounds like everything old people went through during that period.
Well, I guess the acetaminophen lobby donations dried up.
They must have. So, if your doctor is still telling you to do this and you're over 65, you might want to show him this survey. It's out of the UK this morning. I'm not saying...
Isn't that his job or her
job? No, they don't. They do that.
You know, It's like these darn commercials for all these ridiculous medications we keep seeing on television. You know, tell your doctor that, you know, you've got this, that, or the other thing. Wait a minute. That doctor should know, okay? That's sort of the reason for going.
We really got to get these doctors out of this idea of, hey, if the FDA says it, we should, like, really recommend that. No. If the FDA says it, then be extremely suspicious and read everything you can, you know, that is an opposing view. Yeah. And even then, be terrified. By the way, did you see this week? The FDA is withholding 1 million pages of the Pfizer vaccine research.
Well, of course they are.
A million pages of vaccine research.
Not a bit surprised about that.
And they've been sued, by the way. I don't know if you remember it, back in 2022, judge said, no, you can't withhold the test trials for the vaccine. You can't do that. No, this is not the CIA. You don't get to redact them, which they tried. Yeah. And you got to put them out. Well, they get to the last 1 million pages, which are really the ones you want to see. Now, by the way, the group of doctors and professors and scientists suing them are from Harvard, Stanford, like all of these, you know, a lot of these big UCal, Berkeley.
Yeah, not exactly a bunch of right-wing medical folks.
No, not a bunch of conspiracy theorists, right? Well, they said, hey, you know, they worded the FOIA wrong, so we're not going to turn it over. Remember, the FDA wanted 75 years before they released these, so they must be really bad, right?
In other words, hiding it with a technicality.
Yes, hiding with a technicality. Anyway, the judge just ruled and said, no, you don't get to do that. You got 6 months. You got to put them out there.
6 months.
Yeah. So my husband was telling me, he just went to the doctor yesterday, and they're all, hey, have you had your COVID shot? He's like, hey, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Show me the 1 million pages. Then I'll take your dang shot.
Right.
So
even then, I'm not so sure.
Yeah. So they're still playing games with this. I did an investigative piece as a journalist on shot trials. So I know a few things about them, probably more than most people will ever want to know. And I actually covered how I won an award for it, too. And Associated Press is like investigative reporting award. Don't hold that against me. I still have credibility. But it's just interesting to me how we test these in India in particular, sometimes in Africa as well. We kill a lot of people. We really do. A shocking number. And we maim them, too, knowing they have no recourse trialing our shots out there. That's where a lot of our shot data comes from. But the governments of India and Africa fully well know this, but they're more than happy to allow the testing because they save more lives than they actually kill because of just the very impoverished condition of so many of these people. So so I was going through the shot data, where it comes from and sort of the scandal of that. But also the fact that it does save lives, even though they get the messed up versions of the shots basically first while they're fine tuning it. You know, if you have a kind of dysentery that's ripping through India and they're trialing a shot for it, it's going to save more lives than it kills. So it's kind of a fascinating moral debate, right? Like, should we test it on our own kids or...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Anyway, so I learned a lot about shot trials. And one thing about shot trials, we have not seen shot trials before that were hidden behind FOIA. Everybody wants to publish their shot trial, okay? That not only do they want to publish it, they're required to, up until this EUA for COVID that passed, unfortunately, under Donald Trump, but it did, where we skipped all that. And this is what's letting them hide the shot trial. This whole idea of, hey, we're going to test this medical product, this vaccine, but we're going to hide it. They don't have that for anything but the COVID shot, Lee.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's still considered an emergency authorization.
Yes, it is still. And unfortunately, they're still putting these shots out under emergency authorization. Now you've got these big drug companies are now trying to expand what they use the technology in, even though it's no longer an emergency. They need to really pull that and not use it anymore. So I just want you to know, if you're like my husband and they're harassing you about the COVID shot, as they did with him yesterday, tell them not till we see the 1 million pages. And they'll have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I mean,
these doctor's offices,
I can sit here and tell the doctors, like, why do I want to take a vaccine for something I've already taken and then got it anyway?
Right.
And then everybody I know that got the vaccine, got it anyway, some of them multiple times.
Whatever you do, just, don't.
I don't understand. I mean, seriously, explain that to me.
Do not take the flu vaccine either. Don't. Your doctor does not understand how the flu vaccine works. They think they do, but they don't. That's another one of these that RFK is vowing to go after. The problem with the flu vaccine, and if you'll notice, you take the flu vaccine, you often get sick after, is that even though it doesn't have the same technology as the COVID shot, it weakens your immune system for other viruses that are not the flu. And the protection it actually gives you for the actual flu strain is usually extremely minimal. I mean, we've had years where you have 14% protection, which is a joke. I mean, you might as well just take your chances. Take some extra vitamin C and be on your way. Because they have to guess when they're making the flu shot what the dominant strain is.
Right.
And that's really, it's almost impossible to do.
Yeah, it is.
Because they have to grow the virus. And
if that strain's not available when they're doing the testing,
right.
Then... well, there you go.
Yeah, don't take it. Because it's going, especially if you're older, it's going to put you at risk of other, you know, you're not going to die of the flu, probably. But you could get another one of it's going to lower your resistance to other viruses. You don't want that.
But you've got the choice. So
you have the choice. Do what you want.
Just be informed, yeah.
But you know what you got to do? This is the takeaway from all of this, and this is the whole point of this acetaminophen, which makes me so mad because my dad took it for years. Doctors, PAs... please do your own research. Yeah. Stop relying on the federal government. The FDA stands for fatal data always.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, how many years was it? Hey, take the aspirin. That was CDC, too. They're real bad. Dude, CDC recommends it. Oh, my gosh. No, do your own research. You know where you want to start? RFK's website. Honestly, no, I'm serious. It's called Children's Defense Network. Here's what I love about RFK's website, okay? And I've been getting his newsletter for years. And it started by accident because I needed one article and they made me sign up. And I meant to unsubscribe from it because I thought it was nuts. And then I started noticing a lot of things I use and vaccines and things like this were in the headline that I was giving my kids. So I'd click in there. And one of the things that RFK does very well is that he cites... the articles come with citations, almost always medical studies that you haven't heard of. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's so bad. And then before you know it, you're not getting the flu vaccine, you're not getting the COVID vaccine, you've thrown half the stuff in your house out, and you're not eating like food that is unnaturally colored, and you're like, oh my gosh, and now you're throwing out pots and pans, and you know, it's a, yeah. But here we go. I just want to give you this as exhibit A. How many years did they tell older people take an aspirin every day, and what are we finding out now? Not only is it not safe, it is linked to heart failure, kidney problems, ulcers, and other issues they're seeing. Listen to this now out of the UK. Don't take an aspirin unless you absolutely have to if you're over 65. How many people did the government kill with just that? Stop listening to the government for medical advice. They do not have your best interest at heart.